Hello, effortless English members. Welcome to the vocabulary lesson for the storytelling article. Let's get started. This article is about TPRS, that stands for Teaching Proficiency Through Reading and Storytelling. Proficiency means skill or ability. So you can say he has a high proficiency with math, meaning he has high skill or a good skill level. So proficiency has this idea of skill level or being skilled at something. Right in the first paragraph, you see the word readily. You will more readily remember words if you put them in a story. Readily basically means quickly and easily. Quickly and easily. So you will more readily do something. It means you can do it more quickly and easily if you do it in a story. All right, in that same paragraph, you see the word vulgar. Vulgar means rude and crude. So something is vulgar, maybe like a dirty joke. We might say a dirty joke is vulgar. So it really means very, very rude. It's not just normal rudeness. Vulgar means extremely rude, very, very rude. Okay, in the next paragraph, I use the word mnemonic. I say a story is, in fact, a good mnemonic. A mnemonic is something that helps you remember. It's a memory aid, a memory helper. So a song can be a mnemonic. If you have a little song and you put information in a song, then it's easier to remember than just memorizing it in a list. Well, it's the same thing. Stories are mnemonics. Stories help you remember certain phrases, certain words, certain grammar, much easier than if you study them from a textbook. So storytelling is a mnemonic, a good mnemonic, a good helper for your memory. In that same paragraph, you see the word aural. A-U-R-A-L. Aural means sound or related to hearing, actually, is what it the correct meaning. Aural, related to hearing, related to sound. And then you also see sensory. Sensory, well, it can have different meanings, but in this case, sensory means related to feeling, related to touch. So we're talking about all these associations. It says a story links words to be remembered, and it causes you to build up, to create scenes that have visual, aural, and sensory associations for you. Associations means connections or related or connected thoughts. Connected thoughts, connected feelings. Those are associations. All right, in the next paragraph, you'll see the sentence, the major emphasis of the effortless English approach is to help students acquire English thoroughly. Emphasis means stress, as in like it's stressing a word, you say something harder. So an emphasis, in this case, the emphasis of effortless English, it means that's our main point, our main goal, our main idea, the thing we want to do most, that is our emphasis. So our emphasis is helping you remember words and phrases and grammar forms effortlessly, easily, and thoroughly. In the next paragraph, you see the introductory phrase, at first glance. At first glance, the mini stories may seem silly. At first glance means initially, or in the beginning, or first. So you can say, at first glance, in the beginning, the mini stories may seem silly. Silly means not serious. It can also have the idea of foolish or even stupid. But in this case, it really just means not serious. So the mini stories at Effortless English, they're not serious, heavy stories. They're kind of stupid, kind of silly stories. Not serious. Okay, in the end of that paragraph, I also talk about the questions. I ask questions when I retell the story. And I say, these questions can seem redundant, ridiculously easy, and pointless. Redundant means something that is repeated, but it's not necessary. You don't need to repeat it, but it's repeated too much. So in the story, I ask a lot of easy questions. I'll say, there is a guy named Jim. And then I'll say, was his name Jim? What was his name? These seem like redundant questions, right? I'm repeating the same kind of information many times, and it seems unnecessary. Actually, though, it helps get more repetition, and it will help your brain remember the words. That's why it's done. But anyway, redundant means something that's repeated, but it's not necessary to repeat it. All right. Ridiculously easy, that just means very, very easy. It really means too easy, much too easy, ridiculously easy. Okay, in the next paragraph, you'll see the word aids. I say that visualization aids memory. Visualization is imagining a picture in your brain, in your mind. You imagine a picture. So that aids memory. Aids means helps. So to aid means to help. It's really quite simple. It's almost the exact same meaning. Visualization helps memory. Visualization aids memory. All right, onward to the next page. This is an easier article, I think, a little bit shorter article too this time. You see the word context. This is a very common word. Context means situation. So you need to see and hear new words in different contexts, in different situations. It's not enough just to see the word and then the definition and then try to memorize it from some list, because that gives you only one context, and it's not a very meaningful context, and it's not a very interesting context. So it's good to see the same word in this article and then hear it in this vocabulary lesson and then again hear it in a mini story. So those are different contexts, different situations. All right, I mentioned that questions in the mini stories increase your exposure to the new words. Exposure means contact with something. If I say, I am getting a lot of exposure to the cold weather, it means I'm outside in the cold. I have contact with cold weather. So exposure means contact with something. The next paragraph, you'll see the sentence, this will trigger your memory more quickly. I'm talking about if you participate in the story, if you try to answer the questions quickly, this will help trigger your memory. To trigger something is to turn it on or to activate it. If I trigger your memory, it means your memory turns on, your memory starts to work. If I trigger your anger, it means suddenly your anger begins to work. I turn on your anger. Okay, and I say, doing this, participating in the story, trying to answer the questions, is better than passively listening. Passive is the adjective, passively is the adverb, means without action and without energy. It's the opposite of active or actively. So passively listening means you just sit there, you listen, but you're really not using your brain very much. Active listening means you listen and then you try to answer the questions. You listen, then you stop your iPod and try to retell the story. That's active listening, and that's much better. It will help you much more than passive, than just sitting there but not really doing anything. All right, the next paragraph, you'll see the word scan. I recommend that you read the articles and scan the word list. To scan means to look at something quickly. So if you scan the word list, you're not looking at every single word trying to memorize them. You're just looking it over quickly, looking at it quickly, and just finding the words that you really don't know very well. So you're quickly looking at something, you're scanning it. All right, then I mentioned that at the end of the mini story, you should stop your iPod and you should try to retell the story yourself out loud. Out loud is the opposite of quietly, so not quietly. You should actually say the story so you can hear it. Go to a room by yourself and just say the story out loud. Say it loudly so you can hear it. That's what out loud means. And finally, I say if you do all of these things, if you follow the whole Effortless English system, you will learn the new words and phrases and grammar deeply, not at a surface level. At a surface level means not completely, not deeply, not thoroughly. That's at a surface level. Sometimes it can also mean not seriously.